You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Voyage AC.
So I have amazing news. No, incredible news. No, phenomenal news.
All right. Let's hear the sensational news.
Oprah. Yes, the mighty Oprah. Has selected Voyage AC's bubble bath as one of Oprah's favorite things this year.
Get out.
It's the list to end all holiday lists. Oprah, hun. And they're featured in Oprah Daily. Isn't that the most exciting news ever?
It is. And I get it. Their bubble bath is the most relaxing bubble bath I've ever tried.
Aw, hun. I didn't know you liked bubble baths.
How did you not know that?
I don't know. But you can find everything you need for every body on your list at Voyage AC. Voyage AC has gorgeous face and body products for every age and gender, beautiful scents, incredible candles, and scents for the home, and this amazing bubble bath.
Oprah's favorite.
Right? So how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find Voyage AC on our brand new website at theonlyonepod.com, or you can go to www.voyageac.com directly. That's VOYAGEETCIE.com.
And even during the holidays, mm-hmm. Melanie is willing to give my friends and family discount to all our listeners right now. That's you. That's 10% off everything you buy.
Even the bubble bath. All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is the ultimate luxury blend of travel, design, and sense.
This podcast is supported by Cute Booty Lounge.
Hun, did you check the latest episode of Behind the Booty this past Thursday?
Behind the Booty with Kelly Nishimoto. I wouldn't miss it.
And for those of you who don't know, our season 11 sponsor, Cute Booty Lounge's Kelly Nishimoto, is doing her own podcast called, you guessed it, Behind the Booty. Yeah, and we love Kelly and CBL so much that we're bringing you some of the first episodes of Behind the Booty exclusively right here on The Only One in the Room. So look for it on Thursdays for the next few weeks.
That's right. Cute Booty Lounge is made right here in the USA by women and for women. The company is incredible, female and minority owned.
Mm-hmm. And everything they make makes your booty look amazing. Mm-hmm. All the dresses, right? And the tops make everything else look amazing. The lounge and the sleepwear and their leggings have these super cute patented scrunch butt pockets.
So head to cutebooty.com and enter the code TheOnlyBooty to get 15% off your first order. And hey, if you don't know where to start with your holiday shopping, start here. They have a style and size for everyone.
Right, and 15% off is amazing. Mm-hmm. You need to jump on that right now.
So head to cutebooty.com and enter the code TheOnlyBooty to get 15% off your first order. And don't forget to tune in on Thursdays for a new episode of Behind the Booty. Embrace your body.
Love your booty. So, hey, we've been making this podcast for over 2.5 years.
What?
Yep, thanks to listeners like you. And from the gate, people have asked us for merchandise or additional content or even some hang time with me and Scott.
That's weird.
It is. But we think we have a solution for you.
Yep, we are excited to announce that we have a new Patreon page.
Yeah, and you know how people are patrons of the arts? Well, in this case, we're the arts.
And by becoming a Patreon, you'll get bonus content. access to outtakes that the general public will never see, extremely cool merch, and depending on what tier you get on, a monthly hang time with Laura and I.
Yep, and it all starts at just $5 a month.
That's nothing.
Right? Not per day, not per week. It's only $5 per month.
And you're guaranteed merchandise.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So click the link in the show notes to read about the different tiers and see what great stuff you can get. Become a podcast patron. Join our Patreon today at www.patreon.com/theonlyoneintheroom.
Several times a week, Laura will turn to me after we get into bed and say those six little words I've been waiting to hear all day. Can I read something to you? Once I've said yes, she reaches for an item from her very cluttered nightstand and proceeds to bring that book, blog post, poem, essay, or article to life with her voice. I hope you enjoy listening to her read as much as I do. Here's this week's selection from Laura's nightstand.
Hi, as Scott said, this is On My Nightstand, and I am Laura Cathcart Robbins. And today I'm reading an essay that I wrote for alcoholchange.org, which is Catherine Gray's website. And she's amazing. If you don't know Catherine Gray, you must look her up, G-R-A-Y. And she's in the UK, and she asked me to write something for Sober Spring. So this is in the Sober Spring piece of her website, and it's called How My Drinking Friends Help Me Stay Sober, which is true, and I will start right now. After I stopped drinking in August of 2008, I was advised to stick with the winners, aka other sober people, folks who understood the challenge of being the only one in the room not drinking. So I did. These new sober friends of mine had daily coffees together. We sat 10 to a booth in greasy diners for lunch. And later on, when we got braver, we met for early dinners in restaurants, self-consciously checking our watches while we ordered our club sodas and Diet Cokes. By 8 o'clock, we'd have all scampered back to our respective homes, handily avoiding the second seating crowd, the partiers, the ones who would be ordering bottles of red and shots of tequila. About a year after declining clubbing invites from my former drinking buddies, my best friend invited me to her birthday dinner. This would have been doable. After all, she was my best friend, except for that this dinner was to take place at Tao. Tao was a happening spot with a massive wine list and a bar that takes up a whole city block. And there's dancing. In other words, Tao is a nightclub. I didn't know if I should risk that kind of social pressure. I hadn't smelled a scotch on anyone's breath or caught a whiff of a freshly poured glass of wine in over a year. But as I said, this was an invite from my best friend, so I said yes. I could feel myself sweating in places that one shouldn't sweat as I took my seat next to her at the head of the table by the dance floor. I wondered if I stood out from the other 15 or so women there, even though we could have all passed for sisters. Do I look sober? Can they all tell? I occupied myself by practicing my breath work as the waiter arrived to take our drink order. While they all went around ordering glasses of Chardonnay and lychee martinis, I began to stall. I pretended to be super engrossed in the appetizer list, asking our waiter to describe each one. How is the popcorn shrimp prepared? When finally there was nothing else to do but place my drink order, I asked for my new standard, cranberry and soda with lime in a short glass, please. Unprepared for the wave of embarrassment that immediately engulfed me, I fantasized about the floor opening up and swallowing me whole. Next, the waiter stepped over to my best friend and asked if she'd decided. Yes, she said, winking at me. I'll have the same as her. I could have kissed her. In fact, I believe I did. A year later, this happened. I sit on the board for a school. I'd previously confided in our board chair, Robin, about my decision to stop drinking after she'd arranged a wine tasting during one of our three-day retreats. At about 2 years sober, I walked into one of our meetings and found that someone had filled the conference room with black and gold balloons, and several liveried waiters were standing by with bottles of champagne. "We've hit our fundraising goal," Robin shouted gleefully. "Everyone, please gather for a toast." My heart started beating faster as the waiters poured around the table, getting closer and closer to me. A toast means everyone raises a glass. A toast means that everyone drinks. Do I cover my glass with my hand? Do I fake sip and hope that no one notices? But just as the waiter got to my side of the table, I saw Robin covertly hand the waiter a bottle of sparkling apple juice and indicate my glass. The waiter didn't miss a beat, pouring the soft drink into my flute and then switching bottles again when he poured it for the woman next to me. This discreet, considerate act floored me. Robin had thought about this moment and planned ahead. I knew that I would never forget her or the gift she gave me that day. These experiences stand out, but there are so many others. Just a few months ago, my boyfriend, who's also sober, and I were invited to a celebration, and the host called us specifically to see if it was okay for them to serve alcohol at the party, saying that they'd rather have us than the booze, so if it were a problem, they wouldn't serve it. Wow. I don't regret my August 2008 decision to stop drinking, not at all. But I would be lying if I didn't say that there have been times where it's felt like it would have been easier to have a drink, or 14. Fortunately for me, all of these lovely sober allies care enough to want to help support my sobriety, making it possible to add more names to my list of winners with whom to stick. On My Nightstand is a special segment of the Only One in the Room podcast. Today's episode was produced by Scott Slaughter, who I call Hun, and executively produced by Christina Barcy, who we call Barcy. Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible, brand new Only One interview, and every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading from something that I love. If you have an Only One in the Room story or a piece of writing that you'd like to share, please submit it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.